This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We're asking you today, what meals or treats did you enjoy the most from your school canteen and why? Let us know. Get us on Twitter at BFM Radio and Instagram also at BFM Radio. And if you want to send a message, WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. We'll get to why we're talking about that in a moment, just after the update at break from Bursa, courtesy of Chris.
Bursa is currently up by 0.2% at 1,515 points. Active stocks include Sober Dynamic, BCM Alliance, and PUC. The ringgit is up against the US dollar at 4.22, up against the Aussie dollar at 3.12, and up against the Sing dollar at 3.11.
Thanks very much, Chris. As we mentioned at the top of the show, no one's waiting for the recess bell more than school canteen operators around the country. Some 30% of government school canteen operators have reportedly already called it quits, and many others are struggling to stay afloat due to the loss of income. We're looking at some happy memories now of some of the things that you liked when you were kids, some of your favourite dishes and treats from school canteens. What have you got over there, Chris, on Instagram? So I've seen there's quite a few.
Yes, so on Instagram, Joey Tani says, ₱1.50 porridge with tiny chicken and carrot bits on a cold, rainy day. Amanda Cheong says what I think we're all thinking, which is all the fried stuff. Mike Sarvi says nasi goreng with sambal and curry and cheesy chicken nuggets. Nick DPL says nasi kuning, sambal ikan, telur goreng sambal, ayam laksa merah, good catering company. Christabel Maniam has taken a more healthy approach with a range of fresh fruits, a healthier and lighter option. Elaine Nortim says nasi goreng or mee hoon goreng with sambal. 50 cent, you got full plate and kenyang until balik. That's amazing. That's so good.
Over on Twitter, we've got Edmund Low, who says, I am goreng and Fanta ikat tipi. Shamil Razak, who says, mee hoon soup, not because it tastes good, but because they put the kicap pedas bucket outside so students can take it for themselves. My friend and I would fight who can then tahan the spiciness the most. Today, one, tomorrow, two ladles, and so on. He goes on to say about the after effects, of course, of too much spicy food, but we won't go into that during lunchtime. Thanks for that, Shamil. If you've got any messages, feel free to drop us a line about that. Moving on to story two right now.
Yes, so the Malaysia Competition Commission is monitoring food delivery platform companies following public complaints over the imposition of exorbitant commission fees and the price of food and beverages. So they released a statement saying that MyCC is also closely monitoring and assessing the situation as to whether the conduct of certain food delivery platform companies is in contravention of the Competition Act 2010 or not. The MyCC and the Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs have met with relevant parties, including the F&B and retail industry players, to understand the issues raised by them. MyCC Chief Executive Officer Iskandar Ismail said, based on the series of meetings held, we have identified several concerns and challenges in the industry in relation to not only competition but also consumerism. The way forward for us is to actively engage with the food delivery platform providers. He added that MyCC was looking into the conduct of these food delivery platform companies towards F&B industry players, riders and consumers, and whether it raises any competition concern. Section 4 and Section 10 of Competition Act 2010 clearly prohibits enterprises from entering into any anti-competitive agreement and abusing their dominant position in the market respectively. Action can also be taken against a group of major players which abuse their dominant positions collectively. Consumers and businesses can channel their complaints related to the misconduct of these P-hailing services by lodging the complaints via the MyCC website or address its complaints to complaints@mycc.gov.my or via WhatsApp at 019-215-2273. The complainants are advised to give a full account of their complaint together with relevant evidence.
Wow. This is one of those discussions that's been going backwards and forwards for us as long as I can remember, almost.
We've been speaking to quite a lot of F&B operators recently, and that has been a complaint that's come up time and
time
again, right?
Yeah.
That's the main thing that they're worried about is, you know, in a time where they essentially have to solely rely on delivery to make a living, the commission rates are so high that they're not even, like, don't even talk about profit. They're not even making back any of their revenue at all.
And you know, we're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place as consumers as well because, you know, we can't eat out. So a lot of us are ordering in. And, of course, that becomes an expensive kind of lifestyle. For many, it's a first world problem, though, you know, because we, of course, we could cook at home and save a lot more money doing it that way. But then you have to venture out and you have to buy goods at some point, and so you're exposing yourself again. Then you're relying on food delivery services to bring you the groceries as well. So, you know, where do we stand?
And at the same time, we are trying to still support these businesses.
Correct.
In some way, shape or form.
Not only are we trying to support the businesses, but we're also trying to support the riders that are out there delivering for us as well, because we understand that they have to make a living too. But, you know, personally, I do think that there is an awful... The charges are expensive, you know, and regardless of how you look at it. The problem is, at the end of the day, they are a business, and... to get a lot of these kind of food delivery services off the ground, so to speak, they had to take and borrow a lot of money. And that money has to be paid off one way or another over time. And so, as we know, at the beginning of things, it was a case of, like, have all these free goodies, have all of these incentives, do all of these wonderful things, get everybody involved in the platform, and then slowly over time, prices have gone up, slowly but surely, as they have to pay off their bills.
I think it's also one of those things where, unfortunately, convenience always comes at a price.
Yes.
You know, so there's also, you know, you think about, all right, well, you want to look for places that are near you, food that will get to you really fast, and that will come at a price to someone along the supply chain.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean... You know, that number's there again. If you have a complaint about it, the number is 019-215-2273. Or you can email them complaints@mycc.gov.my. We're going to take a short break. We've got the Spencer Davis Group up with Keep On Running. When we come back, our final story of the day. We're not free from EMCOs just yet. We'll be right back here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.